Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Football Fridays with Joey Harrington. Would it behoove us to not talk football and talk golf the whole time? What do you think? How do you think that would go over with the public, Joey?
I don't think there's much of a game this weekend.
Yeah, who they even playing?
Yeah, it's somebody. I don't know.
State never wins games like this. They won't win. Am I right?
I'm not a big Drew Aller fan, to be honest. I think he could be, you know, we're looking at the reincarnation of Josh Allen, who is a very average college quarterback and then has a stellar professional career. But, I don't think there's a whole lot to talk about.
Well, there is. And let me, okay.
Okay,
you,
maybe.
You brought up Drew Aller, so I'm just going to, we'll start there. I do want to tease something, though. That Joey was a captain for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Mm.
Winning captain, losing captain.
At least he says. So we will get to that. But, the Drew Aller thing is interesting. We were talking about this earlier, but quarterbacks who look like first-round picks but don't play like it, what are we to do with these types of guys?
Okay, so here's the thing that's throwing me off, is I can make a case for Josh Allen at Wyoming, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have the talent around you. You're throwing heaters that your wide receivers can't catch. You know, your completion percentage. I mean, dude was – and if I remember correctly, this is where that magical thing called the computer comes in while I'm talking. Someone could look up Josh Allen's college completion percentage. Mm. And I'm going to say it's not much higher than like 54%.
Well, I remember watching Josh Allen, hearing the hype, and I watched him play two full games. I think one was against Iowa, and the other one was Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. And he looked very, because it was like that, oh, yeah, Josh Allen, and he looked terrible.
56.2%.
I think he only threw for like 127 against Oregon.
Yeah,
like
it wasn't good.
Did you catch that?
57. What's that?
56.2%.
There we go. He was this freak athlete who had the physical gifts that made NFL scouts drool, mm-hmm. which is what Drew Aller is to me right now. Like, I've watched him, and now granted, I haven't watched him play 20 games. I've watched him play a couple, one of them being the Big Ten championship game last year. And hey, credit the guy for staying with it and digging him out. But he, let's be honest, he almost gave that game away before it even hit halftime.
Yeah,
like there's just something that doesn't quite click yet, which is why I'm not sold on him. Right? If he was, I don't even, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, the production has not met the hype. I think that's the best way to put it for me. Is he's this guy that's been, we've heard of for the last 3 years, Drew Aller. What do we have to show for it? Not a whole lot. And so, I don't know. Last year, I would have rather had Dylan Gabriel. The year before, I would have rather had Bo Nix. You know, guys who don't have the physical stature, but have the it factor. And maybe that's what it is he has yet to develop that it factor.
Yeah, he says he's pressing or overthinking, I think is the term that he used. And we talked about this earlier in the week, but Matt Flynn is the only quarterback in the last 20 years to stay at a school for four or more years and win a title in his senior year. Now, you had a monster senior year. So going back to your senior year, is because Aller in the article that we were talking about is insinuating that once you get to be a senior, it's just more pressure and he's pressing because time is running out. But a lot of us view it the other way. You're a guy who had an amazing senior year. Did you feel more pressure or how did you get over the hump in your last year, whereas Drew Aller is not?
I understand what you're asking, but I don't think it's an apples to apples comparison. Right, Drew Aller was he a 5-star guy coming out?
He was a big deal when he got on campus as a freshman. They said that he will be he was the future of that program.
Coming.
Yes,
exactly.
He's been billed that since day one.
I threw 6 touchdowns in the playoffs in high school and talked to Washington State the next day, and they said, "Yeah, I don't think you're quite good enough for an official visit." Right. That's the difference is if we had stars back then, I probably would have been a 2-star. Drew Aller has had that label, has had that pressure from the beginning. Yeah. So it's not quite an apples. You know, I remember sitting in Mel Kiper's radio studio in between it was when we were doing the tour for the billboard. We were doing the media tour and we went over to Mel Kiper and, you know, someone asked, "Hey, if Joey came out of the draft right now, you know, what would?" And he had me as like a 5th or 6th round pick. So there's a difference between, you know, I was still trying to prove something, and I can also understand the pressure that this guy has been under since the day he arrived. And maybe it's similar to Josh Allen, where, you know, you're just such a physical specimen that you're just waiting to get out of college and into the NFL with guys who are as talented as you are. And I don't know. But whatever it is, I can't put my finger on it. Yes. Let's just leave it like that. And if I was to choose a quarterback to lead my team to a championship, if I had to win a championship or they were going to throw me off of the top of the Hawthorne Bridge and into the Willamette River, and I had one quarterback to choose, I wouldn't choose Drew Aller.
Yeah. So I looked it up.
I might choose Dante Moore.
Yeah.
The way he's playing right now, let's be honest, I might choose Dante.
Well, and Moore had that too. I mean, we've talked about Moore's, you know, class, and granted, now he's come around, but, you know, he was a bust at UCLA and had to transfer down. That class, you know, Arch Manning, you know, it has not been great. Drew Aller, by the way, 5-star quarterback and was either the second to the 4th best quarterback coming out of that class, depending on what ranking. So yeah, he was one of those guys. But I talk about this all the time in college football. It kind of drives me crazy. And I'll use Arch Manning or Drew Aller is one of these. We get told a narrative that this guy is great. And I think the media, the announcers do it. And like, I really like Joel Klatt. I think Joel Klatt's really good at what he does, but he's terrible at this. Like, you'll be watching Iowa State play and Rocco Becht will throw for 130 yards and one touchdown. And we act like it's the second coming. We love narratives and there just isn't a lot of really good college quarterback play. So I just think we artificially, for whatever reason, we artificially prop up high school to college kids. And then once you're in a major program, we do that at an alarming level. And in the NFL, it's the exact opposite. In the NFL, we tear down Bo Nix. We tear down Geno. We tear down Sam Darnold. We tear down quarterbacks, Dak Prescott. We tear down good quarterbacks. And in college, I think we lift up bad to average quarterbacks to, quote, elite status.
Hmm. Do you think that has to do with the age of these quarterbacks, right? By the time they get to the NFL, they're adults.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think anybody, and you know, this is a topic for another day, but I don't know the one who's tearing down a 17-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I think like
at that point, there's still a potential.
I'll push back, though. First off, everyone now is making money. And so I'm with you. Over the 20 years, we've been hesitant to call out bad college players. I don't like doing it. But they're now making money. And I think there's a difference between trashing a kid and saying, this isn't very good, or, dude, this is a work in progress, as opposed to having to listen to an announcer be like, his courage, his intangibles are off the charts. Meanwhile, we all can watch it, and we look down, and, dude, you're 11 of 24 for a $112, and we're like, exactly where you want to be in this game with this guy at the helm. You're like, man, like, you're trying to create a narrative, and I don't think you need to trash a kid to point out that this hasn't been very good. So I think there's a middle ground there. And I don't think many of the media members, and I don't think many of the guys calling the games really toe that line. I think we tend to go full Gus Johnson, and everything we're seeing is the greatest thing, because the narrative is that Drew Aller is a great quarterback. And I have watched all three games that Penn State has played this year, and their passing game is anything but great.
Maybe Dante's a good example of just that, where he is a five-star guy. He's the, you know, the second coming.
Yep.
And let's be honest, he chooses to go to UCLA because they paid him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
He was an Oregon guy, and then for whatever, you know, I don't know the details, but then he, you know, un-Oregons and, you know, lands it in Westwood and struggles. And I want to say this, like, good on him for coming to Oregon and sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many five-star guys
and knew he was going to sit
transfer somebody or would transfer somewhere and say, I'm going to go somewhere else and I'm going to sit and wait.
Yep.
Right. I think that was the best thing that could have happened to him for the longevity of his career.
Yes.
Right. He could have gone somewhere else. He could have gone to Oregon and said, no, I'm going to, you know, if you won't bring me in, I'm going to play or I'm going to transfer out.
Yep.
Right, but instead he sat behind Dylan and waited.
Yeah.
And watched and learned. And I'll be the first to say, like, it's not quite an apples to apples, but my NFL career would have been different had I had the opportunity to sit and watch and to learn. Like, I remember getting the call, from Marty Mornhinweg. I was watching Jeopardy, and they're like, and he said, "Hey, you're playing." I was like, "Well, I'm not ready, but here we go." Like, I would love to be able to have that opportunity to learn and to take a step back, and then to grow because of it in the way that Dante has. And so, hey, good on him for doing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There was a. Because you're right, like, you transfer to Oregon and you don't play. A lot of those guys put it in the wind. Like, the next year, I'm trying to think of the USC kid who was a five-star kid, didn't win the job at USC, transferred to Boise State, didn't win the job, transferred. I think he's now, like, on his third or fourth school, and he keeps, you know, he can't win the job anywhere. And it's like, you know, there is an element of that with a lot of these five-star kids. If the ones that do end up succeeding, it's often not at the place where they first go. And that we talk about NFL quarterback development and how tricky it is. Dude, I think it's just as tricky in college.
Oh, it is now.
Yeah.
It absolutely is now, because you cannot rely with players getting paid and the ability to transfer every single year. You cannot, you have no idea who is going to be on your roster the next year. Therefore, you cannot plan for how to develop somebody over 2 to 3 years. It is, what are you going to do now, and how can I win with what I have on the shelf at this moment?
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will find out, where is the patented Joey Harrington worry meter for the game in Happy Valley? That's next with Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
All right, back with Joey Harrington. Let's get right to it. The patented Joey Harrington worry meter for the game we have all been waiting for.
Five.
Ooh.
Pretty confident.
That's not too bad.
I'm right in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I feel really, you know, are there things that will tip things in the favor of Penn State? You know, whiteout, on the road. You know, this place is going to be crazy, for sure. But I think Oregon's the better team right now. I don't know. Like, I've been so impressed with the way, and we talked about this, I was curious to see how Dante started the season. Pretty dang good. And that's not to say that he can't, you know, if he goes out and doesn't play well in his first major road game, that all of a sudden, you know, all bets are off and the guy sucks. Like, no. Like, the way he has played to start this season gives me confidence that he can play well in a big game environment on the road. And if the chips do fall the other way, you know, for a whole host of reasons, that would be very legitimate. I would still have faith in him if this came back around, you know, whether it's, you know, a Big Ten championship game or a playoff game. Like, I would still feel good about it, and maybe even better because he's got one under his belt. So, no, I'm right in the middle. Is it going to be a tough game? Hell yeah, it is. But, I wouldn't feel bad putting money on the Duckies this weekend.
Well, too. I mean, we saw this last year with Ohio State, Penn State, right? Or excuse me, Ohio State, Oregon. Very close game. Oregon nicks him at home, and you had to see him again, and it was, you know, it was a different outcome. Because I fully right. expect both of these teams more than likely to end up in the playoffs. So this could have seeding implications, Big Ten title implications, but, you know, however this goes, there's a good chance that both of these schools will get an opportunity to see each other again, or at least, you know, get that far.
Yeah, these teams will be in the mix at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's in this new environment, in this new world of college football, that's all you can hope for, right? We're no longer in the world where you have to win every single week or you're dead.
Yeah.
You can lose a game or two and still find yourself in the playoff at the end of the season.
Saban had a great one. I think he was on with McAfee today. And McAfee, I think it was AJ Hawk, asked him about the whiteout conditions and how tough the environment. And Saban goes, "Yeah, we played in a whiteout. Didn't help him very much." And just kind of smiled. Everyone was like, I think it was like 31 to like 11 or something. But just Saban just kind of smiled and like, the whiteout didn't help him. And I know it's a tough environment, but yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes the road and the whiteout, as if Penn State's a hard place to play no matter what. The fact it's at night and everyone wears white, that stuff I think gets overblown. And we asked Dan Lanning about it. You know he's going to lean into it just like he did at Wisconsin. Like, no one's going to walk into this game and be intimidated.
No, I think if anything, playing in front of, 106,000 now, yeah. I mean, that's loud. It's going to be more than they've seen. And that is real, right? But whether or not the Penn State fans are, wearing white or navy blue or, fluorescent pink, it doesn't matter.
106 and change.
Yeah, I don't know about obviously the whiteout thing, the color, whatever. It's always a tough place to play. Yeah. Is it important to have played in environments like this, though, before in order to better handle it, or is that overblown?
I was talking to someone about that. I don't know. I really don't know because...
Where was your first, like...
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, where was the big one for you? Because my first game that I
Camp
ever...
Camp Randall. Yeah, that was the first... It was the first game of my... Or second game of my junior year. And, we played in the Sun Bowl. We played, I played the last six games my sophomore year. And, we really didn't have any major... road games, but Camp Randall was different. And here's the thing. It's not if you can communicate, you can communicate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have your hand signals down, you have your hand signals. Like that's what it is trying to manage and people in Suk, this, there is no way to replicate the adrenaline that absolutely floods your body.
Yep.
Once kickoff, like at that kick.
And then the crash.
Oh my God. Like to be like, there is literally nothing in day to day life that can replicate the amount of adrenaline that just hits you when there's 75,000 people, when there's 106,000 people screaming at you. Like it's just this. It's this otherworldly, out-of-body experience. So you ask the question, like, does doing it, like, do you need to have the experience with it before? I don't know that even having experience with it helps you manage. Like, you either got it or you don't. Like, for me, like, I don't know. There's this weird... Either you understand how to regulate your body or you don't,
yeah.
Right? And I don't know. It's going to hit those guys. Yeah. They're going to get absolutely smacked with this rush of adrenaline at kickoff. And that first drive is going to tell you, like Bilotti always used to say, like first drive of the game, I either knew Joey was going to throw it through the guy's face mask or he was going to throw it into the second row of the stands. Like there's something that just happens to you. And... I don't know. Maybe I'm talking myself into saying that it's helpful to understand it, but it's different.
Yeah.
Like it really is.
Fighters talk about this, that like, if you go in the first round or two and those are the easy ones, but when the adrenaline dumps, like I thought it was a really good thing where you said you have to regulate your body. 'Cause that adrenaline dump is real. And then all of a sudden you'll hear people say, I feel like I'm sluggish. And you have to be able to overcome that and get back to an even state. Otherwise, that adrenaline dump. I mean, it, when you felt it, it's a scary thing. And I was going to say my first game, and I wasn't a junior, I was a freshman and I was the backup at three positions and we were at Alabama. And I will tell you, it affected me. I was not that I was not prepared. As a freshman that had never played in a game before, I was not prepared to go into the game in the second quarter against Alabama. And I think it would have been better had I been a sophomore or a junior. So I do think that I do think that some of the youth, you know, for Oregon and freshmen, I wonder, at least for a moment, if there won't be some of that. Because then as I got older and I played in more hostile environments and, you know, it wasn't as much. But being a freshman, yeah, that was it was a lot for me. I will definitely say that it affected my play.
Fair.
Should we talk about a real big sporting event happening this
Speak
weekend?
Speak of adrenaline dumps.
Yeah, really.
What's that?
Well, the Ryder Cup. So I'm assuming that the Detroit Ryder Cup, where the U.S. got smoked, you were a part of that?
I was a captain on that team. I was an honorary captain for the 2004 Ryder Cup
and now,
team.
And now we know what happened.
Yeah, they got smoked, yep, right?
I'm the reason that that we lost, yeah.
Wasn't that the one where
Robert Porcher and I were, Hal Sutton was the captain,
yeah.
And Hal Sutton made Robert Porcher and I honorary captains. And after that moment, I never spoke to Hal Sutton again. And interestingly enough, not that he would want the advice of Robert and I, but I ended up spending more time with the European team because I walked the ropes with Padraig's wife, Caroline. Man. So we were, Padraig's match finished up on like 16. He closed down his match and we were all sitting there and I'm walking inside the ropes and, you know, we're in Detroit. And so everything is Joey USA. You was like, yeah, USA. As I'm walking around with the European team and it's like, I'm sitting on the edge of the green as the matches end and kind of congregate. And I continue to get surrounded by the European, you know, family and the, you know, it's Sergio and Luke Donald. And everybody comes and sits over. And I look at Caroline. And I was like, I'm getting really uncomfortable here. And I think I may have to, I have to move. And she kind of laughs and says, slide on over that way. And, you know, we'll meet up with you later. But yeah, it was a bit of a, I would say I was torn. As a captain for the U.S. team, I was actually spending more time with the Europeans.
Wasn't that the one where they tried to put Tiger and Phil together?
I was on the tee box when that happened.
Ooh.
Oh.
How awkward was that?
We're going to need some, we're going to need your thoughts.
I will say that I've never felt an icier, colder glare
God.
Than when Tiger was, like, it was, he was boring a hole through the back of Phil's skull. It was like, there were, like I said, we, you know, the match kind of ended on 16 and we all started following the groups in and, you know, big group around the tee box. And obviously Tiger has an aura about him, but his eyeballs changed the emotions of 100 people standing within a 20-foot radius. Like, that was, like, everybody just like, boom, oh my God. It was, you felt it. You absolutely felt it.
What were the expectations? You say you never talked to Hal Sutton again. What is a honorary captain supposed to do?
Accept an autographed flag and then move the hell out of the way.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't you had Porcher just beat up someone? Dude, yeah. That dude was terrifying. Just sick him on the Europeans.
Put Porcher on the Europeans?
Yeah, just have him go kick some ass, dude. That dude was terrifying.
Yeah. You know, that probably wouldn't have gone real well. You know, that's called assault, brother. But, you know, that's...
This is why you should have realized what was going down and made some sacrifices. You should have convinced Robert, hey, man, we need you. Need you to go break an arm.
We should have done that. You're right. And I can say also out of the other side of my mouth, I went and celebrated with the European team at the Irish bar down the street. And that was a fun evening.
You're turncoat.
We kind had of a commie.
Yeah.
Hey, easy now. Easy now. If the European Ryder Cup team called you and said, hey, we're three blocks away at the Irish pub down the street from your house. Yeah. Come have a pint with us.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to say no, right? If a family member calls and said, I am in need, I need you to celebrate with me. Like, it's not, I am in need of your support right now because we are stuck on the top of a bar and the establishment is so full with people that we can't actually get down off of the bar. We need your help. You go to that family member.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just what happens.
You put it that way.
It's true.
Now, do you think that, is there a chance Hal picked you because knowing that you had a family member on the European team? Was that some gamesmanship?
Well, if it was, it didn't work. I think they got doubled up and lost like 18-9 or something.
Yeah, they did. They got smoked.
It wasn't even close.
But I blame the Tiger Phil relationship for that, not you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But you're right. Like, if my man Ludwig calls me up and my Swedish brother and he wants me to go drinking, I'm drinking.
Yeah, I'm putting on the turncoat. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, and I'm putting on my Swedish soccer jersey and we're hoisting some frothy pints. That's what's happening.
I could have sworn I told you this, but we were standing. There are 300 people. You know.
Yeah, you should tell it again, and then we'll end on that because it's a great story. But because not a lot of people get to be in that environment.
Oh, it was so. I sent Padraig a text app because we had actually won the game. We played Houston that year, that day, and we were like 3-1 for the first time in 50 years. And so I'm on cloud nine, and hey, you know. We won a game. You won the Ryder Cup. Where are you? And he said, we're at this Irish pub down the street. I was like, you're three blocks away. Come on down. And I walk in and I see the capacity sign on the, you know, how they have on the outside of the bar. And it says like 276. They were like 5.25 in there. And it was shoulder to shoulder. And you couldn't get up to the pub or bar counter. And all of the team was standing on top of the bar counter. And they pulled me up on top. And we were essentially, they were passing $5 bills all the way through the crowd. And we would lean over and pick up the fives and hand it back to the bartenders who just had the taps all open and were just sliding pints underneath. They'd pass them to us and we'd pass them back. And it was a couple hours of singing Irish jigs and celebrating everybody who came over the pond. So, and I'd be lying if we didn't end the night walking the streets of Birmingham, Detroit with a Sergio Garcia who was a little bit sideways. So
that's so cool.
That is fun.
It was a memorable evening.
That's an all-timer, is what that is. That's when you die. And your brain dumps all the endorphins and the memories. That will be one. That'll be on the reel.
All right, sir.
I'll still blame Hal Sutton for not bringing me into the fold. So
have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
I will. Good luck. Bye.
That's Joey Merrington, courtesy of Mods PX. The future of building is here. He joins us every Friday here on the Fan at 5:30. The club is next on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.